Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 203 for Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed Tuesday morning amid quiet, choppy trade. Much of the activity was linked to positioning ahead of the new year. Canola values were anywhere from $2 lower to $2 higher. The March contract up $1.60 at $441.20 per ton. The canola market was also taking some direction from the mixed tone seen in the Chicago soy complex. Some support came from strength in Malaysian palm oil values, though weakness in European rapeseed futures was bearish. Further downward pressure came from the large global oil seed supply situation and generally good conditions for South American soybean crops. On the other side, continued slow farmer selling in Western Canada was supportive, as was steady commercial demand for canola. In the U.S., soybean futures were firmer, while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybean values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher, the March contract up 4.25 cents at $10.53 per bushel. An upward correction was being seen following Monday's lower close. Support also came from steady demand for the U.S. oilseed. However, good conditions for South American soybeans and expectations of a large crop out of the region were bearish. Activity was chopping around as traders evened positions ahead of the new year. Corn futures moved lower. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 4 cents softer. The March contract down 3 cents at $4.09¾ a bushel. The softness was linked to a pickup in farmer selling after the market hit fresh 6-month highs early Monday. Spillover pressure from the decline seen in wheat further undermined prices. However, news that Mexico made a fresh purchase of U.S. corn limited the losses, as it reinforces ideas that export demand is improving. Wheat values in Chicago were also weaker. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, March down that 5 cents at $6.10¼ a bushel. Ideas that a recent cold snap in the U.S. won't cause much winter kill damage to winter wheat crops was behind the selling. Profit-taking on recent gains and ahead of the new year was also bearish for wheat. The large global supply situation also weighed on the market, though some support came from the recent restrictions placed on Russian wheat exports, as it could open up some more opportunities for U.S. wheat on the export market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Taryn Shields.